more of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. As much as we might hate to admit it, the season we think of as summer is behind us, even if the weather and the calendar might officially disagree. But cushioning that blow is the beginning of a busy fall art season, which Milwaukee Magazine previews in its September cover story. Managing editor Tim McCormick is here with a preview of The Preview. Welcome to Lake Effect.
I thank you so much for having me.
How would you contrast the feel of the fall art season with what we experience every year here during the summer?
Well, the summer, I think we've hit on it earlier. A lot of your listeners will be well aware. There's a lot of, obviously, outdoor music concerts. It seems to be dominated by the music scene. A lot of the more traditional fine arts programming kind of takes a little bit of a hiatus, gets geared up, takes a little bit of a respite, and gets ready for the fall, announcing their program, you know, well in advance, but still getting all their T's crossed and I's dotted, making sure that they're ready for that season.
Not that there's ever anything wrong with the fall arts scene, but it does tend to, you know, you get inside under indoor lights, and maybe we might feel a little crestfallen after spending 3 months outdoors.
Oh, I think that's wrong. I think there's just too much going on the stages in Milwaukee this fall. There's no doubt if you follow even 4 or 5 of our recommendations here, you will not have that crestfallen feeling.
Well, that is why we have you here. And so you have the guide divided up sensibly into categories like music and dance and theater and such. Before we get to some of the highlights from each, what would you say are the can't-miss events that transcend traditional boundaries? If you're into dance, you still would go to this. Or
right.
If you're into music, you would still go to this.
If you don't mind, I'd just like to go in order as we
sure.
have them in the magazine. And under the music, I was very intrigued to see Sarah Brightman come into town. A pretty well-known name, obviously invented the role. She's a Broadway legend. Her husband, Andrew Lloyd Webber, she's got bona fides from here to London and back. She is also training to be a cosmonaut these days. I don't know if many of our listeners...
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhat of a dream for her. She said she watched the moon landing when she was a kid and ever since then has been captivated by the dream of flying into space. She's currently doing her training, as I said, as a cosmonaut out in Russia, but should be launching off, I think, in 2014 here. But aside from that interesting backstory, she's just a phenomenal talent. I don't know that you'll find anybody better on the stages this fall when it comes to music.
So it's Sarah Brightman, and I forget whether you mentioned, but September 29th at the Riverside Theater.
Riverside Theater, indeed. And then theater, the one that I'm very intrigued about, and I hope I don't just focus on the blurbs that I've written about, but this one specifically really caught my eye. It's called The Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, taking place October 29 at the Riverside Theater again. But you've got writer Stephen King combining forces with John Mellencamp and T-Bone Burnett to put on a stage performance. Obviously, a lot of music in there with John Mellencamp and T-Bone Burnett involved. But it's an odd story of love and lust and family bonds that kind of maybe took place near some land that Mellencamp owns in Indiana. But just anything T-Bone Burnett touches these days seems to be phenomenal stuff.
Well, and I would say you have already succeeded in your arts guide, because this is something that I was entirely not aware of.
Excellent.
And you have
Excellent.
Me sufficiently intrigued that I'm going to run out after this interview is done and learn more.
Excellent, excellent. One more that we hope you run out to right away for is the Acts of Wilderness that's being staged by Wild Space Dance Company. Obviously a great name in town here. They've done a lot of tremendous work. But this one is taking place September 19 through 21. It's a site-specific work that's taking place at Three Bridges Park.
And this is the newest park in
Newest
Milwaukee.
Park in Milwaukee, found on the banks of the Menominee Valley in between, I think it's the 35th Street Viaduct and the 27th Street Viaduct. So it's just always interesting to see how artists like this incorporate the space into their performance.
And that is the Acts of Wilderness at Three Bridges Park, September 19th through the 21st. So let's jump back to the music section for just a couple of minutes and talk about maybe we can tempt people across some of the subgenres of music, starting with an event that's actually happening tonight.
Right. Mumford & Sons, I think even if you don't know the name of the band, it's pretty hard to avoid their music these days. They'll be playing tonight at the Marcus Amphitheater, so it's just amazing. We will have Labor Day in our rearview mirror for just about a day, but we're not wasting any time. The fall programming begins anew. And again, for people like you that may be crestfallen once the lights go dim and you find yourself indoors, this one does take place at the Marcus Amphitheater, so you can squeeze out a little bit of summer, weather depending, before we get into fall.
Nice way to spend a September evening.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, maybe you're not into contemporary music, even though you could make the argument that Mumford & Sons kind of transcends decades. But let's talk about perhaps another group that has always kind of pushed the boundaries, and that's the Kronos Quartet.
Yes, indeed. It's amazing when you start to dig into their catalog. The array of artists that they have recorded with, performed with, as we mentioned in our article, they've shared studio space with Nine Inch Nails, Bjork, the Dave Matthews Band. So again, this is a group that has transcended their supposed classical boundaries to break into more pop music genre. The show coming October 11th to the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts is a bit of a homecoming because the violinist for the Kronos Quartet, John Sherba, is a Wisconsin native.
Which is another something I didn't know. And again, that's the Kronos Quartet. It's going on in Brookfield at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts, which if you live downtown is a bit of a drive, but it is a remarkable center.
Wonderful, and wonderful facility.
And certainly this will be worth the trip. And then maybe a little bit more tradition when we talk about the Florentine Opera. They are kicking off their season. It's their 80th season with an opera that that many will know.
Indeed. I think you pronounce it a little bit better than I, so do you mind?
La Traviata.
Isn't that beautiful, listeners?
Oh, thank you.
It's wonderful. yeah, again, like you said, the 80th season, which kind of astounded me that the Florentine Opera will be kicking off here in Milwaukee.
They don't look a day over 79.
but again, that was part of the tough part here is a lot of these arts groups have so many wonderful performances that it was tough to figure out which one we wanted to highlight. This one, like we said, it's the premiere for their 80th season, a well-loved performance that a lot of the listeners will be familiar with.
That's November 8th and 10th at the Marcus Center. Well, let's move back to theater for a moment. You mentioned the Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, but what's another play that'll be on stage this fall that people ought to take a look at?
I think Groucho, A Life in Review, is something that would appeal to maybe some of the older Milwaukeeans out there. As Paul Kosadowski points out, actor Norman Moses, well-known here in the community, has many talents, including doing a mean Groucho Marx imitation. So again, like we're talking about, some of the non-traditional stuff that you might want to see, it can still grab you. You don't have to yawn as soon as you hear live theater.
Well, and interestingly, you know, for the younger listeners, they'll be fascinated to know that actually the iconic glasses,
exactly,
nose, and mustache once actually were associated with a particular
belonged
person.
To a person, yeah. Exactly. and then also for our even younger set, you might get excited. I hope my son isn't listening because we haven't unveiled that we're going to take him to this yet. But they have both Sesame Street Live coming November 29 and through December 1 to the BMO Bradley Harris Center, and as well as Disney Live coming November 16th to the Milwaukee Theater. So again, all ages are covered here. We try to make sure we've got a little something for everybody.
All right. You mentioned Acts of Wilderness in the dance category. Are there other dance performances that people ought to take note of?
One, again, that I think might not be on everybody's radar, if only for geographic reasons. You might not have gone to the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. Again, a stunning venue. But we have Soul of Flamenco coming through. So that should be a hot show, which takes place in the middle of November, November 16th, in fact. But that might warm you up as we start to approach snowfall and all those great things that accompany winter.
Now the ever tricky category known as arts, which I thought we had been talking about all this time.
Exactly, exactly. Maybe a little more traditional, what you might see inside the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Wisconsin Museum of Art. One particular show that we are excited about, it's part of the Currents 36 series at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Dirk Schreiber, I hope I'm pronouncing the German man's name correctly there, but he's got just eye-catching work. One small picture we could focus in on in the magazine that we were told would be appearing at the Milwaukee Art Museum is a car wrecked, absolutely wrecked around a I guess it's a traffic light or light pole. But it's just amazing to think that one person could create something like this, and then also it gives you an idea, a chance to think about what this piece means on a larger sense.
Time is running a little bit low for our fall arts preview. You include a section on comedy. There's some big names in comedy coming through town. Dennis Miller, Bill Maher. You also include a section called Words, interestingly enough, that includes some book festivals and some well-known names in public radio circles like David Sedaris. But we ought to make reference briefly to the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is continuing to grow.
Exactly. And again, we tried to present the information a little bit differently. We got a behind the scenes look at the Milwaukee Film Festival, so we were able to talk to a few of the organizers with the program, and then they were able to give us some of the highlights that they're excited about, including the Earth original score. It's a movie that was released in 1930, and the local group Altos, usually a 12 member ensemble, swells to 18 members here, has penned that original score that will accompany the movie.
And as a special bonus, when you read this article, you can also find out how old all the staff members of the Milwaukee Film Festival.
A young group of folk putting on great programming.
Well, before we go, what is the highlight, the one thing in particular that you are looking forward to this fall?
I think personally, again, this one's not written by me, but one that I'm very excited to get to is Ella Louie and All That Jazz. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra will be paying tribute to, obviously, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, if you don't know who those two names refer to. But it's just another great example of maybe not traditional classical music programming, but that might get in other people that can enjoy the wonderful talents that we have in the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra.
And that is October 11th through the 13th at the Marcus Center. The whole guide is in the magazine. Tim McCormick, thanks so much.
I thank you, Mitch.
Tim McCormick is managing editor at Milwaukee Magazine. There's a link to the magazine's Fall Arts Guide from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's Tuesday's edition of the program. I'm Mitch Teich. So great to have you listening today. I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock and fresh air is next.